Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Men Love Bitches, by Sherry Argoff, is a popular relationship advice and self-help book aimed primarily at women who feel they are too nice, too accommodating, or too eager to please in dating and partnerships, using the provocative term bitch as a redefinition rather than an insult. Argoff argues that lasting romantic interest is more likely when a woman is self-respecting, emotionally steady, and independent. The book contrasts the patterns of the nice woman, who overgives and overpursues, with the strong woman, who maintains standards and allows a relationship to develop through mutual effort. Argoff presents her ideas in a blunt, humorous style with many short principles and scenario-based comparisons that highlight how certain behaviors can change the tone of a relationship. The practical purpose is not to encourage cruelty, but to coach readers toward boundaries, self-priority, and a clearer sense of what respectful treatment looks like in everyday interactions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining the word bitch as strength with kindness. A central move in the book is reclaiming the label bitch to mean a woman who is kind but not pliable, confident without being hostile, and unwilling to shrink herself to keep a partner comfortable. Argoff frames the difference between a doormat and a dream girl as the difference between self-abandoning behavior and self-respecting behavior. In this definition, strength is expressed through choices not tolerating disrespect, not over-explaining, and not trying to win approval by sacrificing needs. The book repeatedly emphasizes that being agreeable is not the same as being genuinely loving, especially when agreement comes from fear of losing someone. By separating kindness from compliance, Argoff encourages readers to keep their identity intact while dating. The goal is to prevent a relationship from becoming a one-sided project where one person manages all the effort and emotional labor. This reframing also functions as a mindset shift. The reader is prompted to value her time, her standards, and her happiness as central rather than optional. In Argoff's approach, the strongest signal of confidence is consistency in self-treatment. Secondly, neediness versus independence and why pursuit dynamics matter. The book argues that neediness is often created by overinvesting early and then feeling entitled to matching effort, while the other person never had to step up because everything was provided. Argoff advises maintaining a full life outside the relationship, keeping personal routines, friendships, and goals active, rather than dropping them to accommodate a new partner. This independence is presented as attractive, not because it is a performance, but because it communicates emotional stability and self-sufficiency. A recurring idea is that chasing tends to reduce perceived value, while allowing the other person room to pursue can increase interest and respect. Argoff connects this to familiar dating patterns, constant availability, rapid emotional disclosure, and doing too much too soon can make attraction fade or create an uneven power balance. By contrast, pacing the relationship and letting a man contribute effort helps screen for genuine interest. The emphasis is less on rigid rules and more on the practical effect of behavior when you behave as if you have options and self-respect. You are less likely to accept crumbs and more likely to attract consistent treatment. Thirdly, boundaries, standards, and the refusal to tolerate disrespect. A major practical contribution of the book is its insistence that boundaries are not negotiable add-ons, but the core of a healthy romantic dynamic. Argoff encourages women to decide what treatment is acceptable and to respond to poor behavior with distance rather than pleading, bargaining, or trying harder. This includes recognizing patterns such as inconsistent communication, dismissiveness, or being treated as an option, and then choosing self-protection over escalation. The book also warns against making yourself endlessly understanding, because that can train a partner to expect accommodation without accountability. Boundaries in Argoff's framing are communicated through actions as much as words, leaving when standards are not met, not rewarding bad behavior with extra attention, and not staying in situations that erode self-esteem. She also links boundaries to long-term compatibility, implying that early enforcement prevents resentment later. The reader is guided to view firmness as a filtering tool, separating partners who want mutual respect from those who prefer someone easy to dominate. Ultimately, Argoff positions self-respect as the foundation that makes love sustainable. Fourthly, understanding male ego and the appeal of mutual challenge. Argoff repeatedly references male psychology, particularly the idea that many men enjoy feeling like pursuers and like their effort matters. The book suggests that when a woman does everything, solves every problem, and manages every emotional moment, she can unintentionally remove the space for a man to contribute and feel competent. In that sense, the advice centers on allowing room for reciprocity, letting him initiate, letting him work for access to your time, and not overfunctioning to keep the relationship alive. Argoff pairs this with the notion of challenge, not in the form of drama, but in the form of self-possession. A woman who does not collapse under uncertainty, Who Can Say No and Who Does Not Fear Being Disliked is described as more compelling. The book uses many short principles and scenario contrasts to illustrate how subtle shifts in response can change the dynamic from parent-child or rescuer-dependent into two adults, choosing each other. While this framing can feel dated or overly generalized to some readers, the core insight aims at balancing efforts so attraction and respect develop together. Lastly, communication style calm confidence, not arguments and explanations. Another consistent theme is that over-explaining, over-texting, and over-arguing often reduce influence rather than increasing it. Argoff advocates for a calm, concise communication style that protects dignity and prevents emotional chasing. Instead of debating a partner's neglect or trying to persuade him to care, the book encourages stepping back and letting action speak. This approach treats attention as something that should be earned through consistent behavior, not extracted through emotional labor. Argoff also distinguishes between being direct and being reactive. The reader is urged to avoid pleading, lecturing, or trying to manage a partner's moods. When dissatisfaction exists, the recommended stance is to state a boundary or preference plainly and then follow through. This style aligns with the broader premise that self-respect is demonstrated by what you tolerate. It also supports better decision-making because it reduces impulsive escalation and keeps the focus on observable behavior. For readers prone to anxious attachment patterns, these communication ideas can function as guardrails, helping them slow down, regain perspective, and choose partners who respond to mature, reciprocal interaction. In conclusion, Why Men Love Bitches is best suited to readers who recognize a pattern of overgiving, over-pursuing, or losing themselves in relationships and who want a blunt reset on boundaries and self-respect. It can be especially useful for women who equate love with effort and then feel surprised when their effort is not returned. The practical benefit is behavioral clarity. The book repeatedly pushes the reader to prioritize her own well-being, to maintain independence, and to evaluate partners by consistency rather than promises. Even when a reader disagrees with some gender generalizations, the core message about standards and reciprocity can still be applied in a modern way. Compared with softer relationship books that focus mainly on communication skills or emotional insight, Argoff positions self-esteem as the primary lever that changes outcomes. The structure of short principles and quick scenarios makes it easy to revisit and apply in real time, which is part of why it has remained culturally visible and widely discussed. Its provocative title and tough love tone set it apart. But its lasting value is the emphasis that kindness does not require self-abandonment and that mutual respect is non-negotiable for a healthy partnership. If you would like to support Sherry Argoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.